utmost for his highest. June the 4th, the never-failing God. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Hebrews 8, verse 5. What line does my thought take? Does it turn to what God says, or to what I fear? Am I learning to say not what God says, but to say something after I have heard what God says? He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will in no wise fail thee, not for all my sin, my selfishness, my stubbornness and waywardness. Have I really let God say to me that he will never fail me? If I have listened to this say-so of God's, then let me listen again. Neither will I in any wise forsake thee. Sometimes it is not difficulty that makes me think God will forsake me, but drudgery. There is no hill difficulty to climb, no secret vision given, nothing wonderful or beautiful, just the commonplace day in and day out. Can I hear God's say-so in these things? We have the idea that God is going to do some exceptional thing, that he is preparing and fitting us for some extraordinary thing by and by. But as we go on in grace, we find that God is glorifying himself here and now, in the present minute. If we have God's say-so behind us, the most amazing strength comes, and we learn to sing in the ordinary days and ways.